Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. Are you a woman feeling the call to step into your role as a leader? Do you feel the call to bring your healing gifts to the world? Well, today, the amazing and lovely best-selling author, Susan Shatterley, will share her wisdom and powerful feminine magic to help you take that step. Stay tuned for the next hour and awaken your vital feminine powers to heal and to lead. Before we begin, let's get grounded in our bodies. So it's all is take a breath together and let go of anything else you're thinking about. Let go of the past. Let go of your thoughts of the future. And just call yourself right here, right now, to this present moment. I know that we all know that that's where life happens. That's the only moment that we can ever affect is this moment right here. This is where we experience life. So let's come present to this moment. And on the inhale, just say, let. And on the exhale, say, go. So let. Go. One more time. Inhale. Let. And go. I've been working on letting go. I always knew that I was a bit of a control freak, but I've been becoming more and more aware of how controlling I can be inside my own mind, and it causes us a lot of suffering to be trying to control everything at that level. So I'm working on, well, I don't know if working would be the right, I'm choosing to, committing to, and enjoying the process of practicing letting go and trusting. And I'm very inspired by today's topic, women as leaders, women as healers, because feeling this call for the divine feminine to rise up and bring balance and healing to our planet is exactly what inspired me to become a radio show host and to expand the healing work that I do professionally. And as Susan states, there's a call for action for women to step into the larger purpose that comes with their ancient role as healers, wisdom carriers, and agents of sacred change in the world. When women choose to bring the full extent of their gifts as women to the world, healing and collaboration will result, and the planet can begin to come back into balance and harmony. Best-selling author Susan Shatterley, and when I introduce you, please correct me if I'm mispronouncing your name. Susan Shatterley has written The Bitch, the Crone, and the Harlot, and also the novel Between Darkness and Light. And she's committed to assisting women to find and successfully implement their inherent power, wisdom, effectiveness, and joy. As director of the Ahimsa Group, her work as a coach and speaker takes her all over the U.S. and across Europe and Asia. Her books are available all over the world, and her articles have been published in a wide range of magazines. You can find her at thinkinglikethebigdogs.com. That's thinkinglikethebigdogs.com. Now I want to welcome Susan Shatterley to Opening to Ecstasy. Welcome, Susan.
Lynette, I'm so glad to be here. I've been looking forward to our conversation, and you were so close in pronouncing my name. You were closer than most people get. It's Schachterly, as if there were a K in the middle, but you were awfully close, and I love it. So
okay.
Thank you so much for welcoming me here. I've really been eager to talk with you.
I'm excited to have you on the show, too, Susan Schachterly. Is that right now?
That's perfect. Thank you.
Great. Wonderful. So I love your topic, and it's something that I love to talk about myself, but I want to ask your view on this. So in your opinion, what are the gifts of the feminine?
You know, the gifts of the feminine, there are a number of them, and people often see that group of gifts differently. But the ones that I like to focus on when I work with women are the gifts of compassion, of nurturing, of connection, of wisdom, of intuition, spirituality, creativity, and sensuality. Now, there are others, certainly, but I believe that those are really the primary elements that women bring with them into life, that are gifts that we are here to bring to the planet. And when we aren't stepping forward and bringing them actively to every part of our lives, the planet can't be in balance. Does that make sense, Lynette?
It absolutely does. The vision that I saw at my kitchen table a year ago that made me decide to start doing all this in the first place was this huge wave of divine feminine energy rising up across the planet, and that when it came up, it would meet the male energy and not overpower it, but the two together in harmony would become something greater than the two separate, you know, rather than the male overpowering or the feminine overpowering, but the two joining together in harmony.
Absolutely crucial to be aware of the importance of that balance and that partnership, if you will. I mean, we need what men bring, you know, the sacred masculine, the gifts that they carry. We absolutely must have those. But if that is what we have most of, which is what has been the case on the planet for a very long time, out of balance in the direction of the masculine, then as with anything that's out of balance, we cannot function as we are intended to function. And so the two coming together in partnership, recognizing the power and the value of the gifts each carries, that opens the door for the planet to begin to move back into the balance and the harmony that is intended, that is the birthright for the Earth, for Gaia, the planet, and for each of us as inhabitants. And I love what you shared about the vision that you saw about the wave, because one of the things that I like to talk about when I speak to groups of women is something that it's based on something that I learned when I was researching for my book, The Bitch, The Crone, and The Harlot, which actually hit the bestseller list. One of the many things that I learned when I was researching that was that in this country alone, in the U.S. alone, there are around 40 million women between the ages of, let's say, 40 and 55, or however one might want to define midlife. 40 million women just in this country and just in that small age range. And when I think about the impact, the power of the feminine as it can partner with the masculine, I found myself with this image in my head of 40 million women locking elbows and moving together in a kind of a wave across the planet, bringing the impact, the power, the richness of what they carry as women into every situation that they touch. And I thought, my gosh, if even just 40 million women binded together, if you will, came together behind a common goal, that of healing and harmony and balance, and began focusing on bringing the power they carry to everything, the planet would begin to change immediately. It couldn't stay the same. And that's a small fraction of all the women on the planet.
That is
wow.
A lovely vision. That's beautiful, Susan. And I feel that. I can feel that strongly. And I love the positive focus that you're taking. I know when I was years back, 20-some years ago when I was in college, that so much of the focus at that point was kind of a male bashing mentality. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's not helpful, that we both have, we all have male and feminine inside of us, and that the male energy needs to be lifted up by the feminine, and the feminine energy needs to be honored and valued both. And when we're working together at that level, it's extremely exciting. We have 1 minute before going to our first short break. And before we do that, could you please give your contact information to the listeners?
Sure. www.thinkinglikethebigdogs.com. And they're welcome to email me at Susan, S-U-S-A-N, at thinkinglikethebigdogs.com.
Wonderful. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. We'll be back with more of Women as Leaders, Women as Healers after this short break.
Come down, Selecta.
Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get so frazzled you find it difficult to function. Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. Today, we have the wonderful best-selling author, Susan Schachterly, and she's talking to us today about women as leaders, women as healers. And just before we went to break, Susan, you were getting into some of this imbalance that's on the planet between the male and the female. Could you talk more about that? Like, how does this show up?
You know, it shows up in a variety of ways, some subtle, some not so subtle. In my opinion, and I'm sure there are those who would disagree, but in my opinion, many of the issues that plague the planet now, including things like war and hunger and homelessness and violence against women and child abuse and poverty and all those sorts of things, are products of this kind of imbalance. That, and it would be just as much that case if we were out of balance in the direction of the feminine. Imbalance between the masculine and the feminine often shows up with women choosing to put themselves on the back burner and ignore or deny who they are, ignore or deny what they want, what they bring to the table. It shows up as women feeling small in their lives, women feeling less than, feeling as if they don't have the opportunities that men have. They don't have the power to make money, to be successful, to make a difference in the world. Women often, as I said, just putting themselves on the back burner and not stepping forward with the gifts that they are here to bring. And the difficulty, one of the difficulties with that, as I said before the break, is that when we are out of balance in the direction of the masculine, the focus tends to be gathering information, taking action, and defending. And those are necessary. We have to have those things. But when those things are not tempered with the intuitive wisdom, the compassion, the spiritual inclinations, the creativity, the willingness to nurture, the willingness to forgive, the desire to connect, to form relationships, when the gifts of the masculine are not tempered with those elements that we as women carry, then that's when we get into some of the issues that I mentioned that plague the planet, that, by the way, will never be healed through political action or military force. I mean, we've tried those things, and none of these things get healed through politics or war. They may experience uneasy truces for brief periods of time, but that's not the same as healing. And so it's when we step forward and bring the elements we carry unapologetically, and that's a huge point, when we bring those fully and firmly to every situation that we're in, those elements begin to temper the gifts of the masculine, which means the actions that are taken are shaped by wisdom. The information that's gathered is tempered by compassion or by spiritual insight, by intuitive awareness. And that then leads to a very complete kind of picture where we can begin moving forward toward collaboration instead of competition, unhealthy competition, and we can be moving forward toward true resolution and healing, which can bring balance and harmony.
I love your platform about the balance and the partnership is so important, not only as men and women as far as our genders, but the male and female inside of ourselves. I know I've been really out of balance towards the feminine side, and it's just been the last year that I've been working on myself with taking action. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't realized how much that I was, you know, so typically feminine in my characteristics, and had somehow kind of disassociated from what would be considered, you know, the male energetic, you know, parts of myself, that it wasn't a whole healed picture.
Yeah.
Inside of my own being. And I can see in my son that he has a pretty full balance already. He's only 12 years old, and he's able to have, you know, the male qualities of, you know, the taking action, the moving forward, and, you know, he's very much a boy. And then he also has this fullness of compassion and empathy and spiritual insight, and it's just fascinating. And his one of his best friends is a girl who is also 12, and I noticed that she has a very beautiful blend of both as well.
You know, it's such a huge gift for children at that age to see the possibilities inherent in that healthy combination of those elements. And you're absolutely right. Each of us carries both the masculine and the feminine within us. One of the things that I think happens for women so often, and I have been doing work with women all over the world for, 25 years or something like that, and I see it everywhere. Every culture I ever visit and do work in, I see this. And that is that women get messages early in life about what it means to be female and about what it means to be female versus being male. And in so many instances, the majority of them that I ever run into, the messages women get and young girls get early in life include things like, you are weaker, you, as I said earlier before the break, you are less than, you need to be protected, you're not able to deal with the real world, leave the action to the men, you just, you know, be pretty and perky and stay out of the way and that sort of thing. And, I mean, of course, not everyone gets those messages, but the majority of women and even young girls that I have worked with and even interviewed for any of my books have gotten some version of those messages. And so, as a result, so many of us learn early in life to withhold who we are, to withhold the gifts that we mentioned earlier, to apologize for who we are, to apologize for the gifts that we carry. I run into so many women, Lynette, who will talk about their intuitive sense, and then they'll say, oh, I'm sorry, that's silly. I just need to focus on the facts. Or they'll get emotional about something and apologize for being emotional. Those are gifts we carry. They are in there for a purpose. But in so many instances, society downplays the value of those things in favor of the overt taking of action and competition with our being on top, being our meaning the men, whoever are thinking about this, being the winners and everyone else being the loser, and focusing all of us on priorities that do not align, do not resonate with these deep gifts that we carry. We are wired, as I have said, to create relationship. We are wired to collaborate. And when we learn to apologize for those things and to withhold who we are, one of two things typically happens. I'm sure there are exceptions, but generally one of two things happens. Either we withhold and begin feeling very small and as if we need to be in the background and kind of stay under the radar, or we become what, I don't know if I can say this on the radio, so I won't. We become women who try to push men around, who try to sort of emasculate in order to prove that we're tough and we're strong and we're just as good. Well, neither of those ends of the spectrum honors what the feminine is truly about. The feminine is not about frills and ruffles and pink ribbons in your hair and makeup or various body parts and all of that. I mean, those things can be involved. But the feminine at its deepest place is about the wisdom, the compassion, the insight, the spiritual awareness that we've been talking about. Those things show up on the planet and everything begins to change.
That's so beautifully put, Susan. So in the 2 minutes before break, I would love for you to share. You have a really special offer of the three free 30-minute phone consultations. Could you
Absolutely.
Say a bit about that?
Yes. I would love to offer to your listeners, to the first three people who respond to this, I would love to offer a free 30-minute phone consultation with me to three of your listeners who would like to talk about stepping more fully into a larger sense of purpose, stepping out of any feelings of smallness and into a greater sense of their deep and unwavering value. And in order to take advantage of this offer, If people will email my assistant, Bella, B-E-L-L-A, at thinkinglikethebigdogs.com, Bella will forward the first three to me, and then she'll get in touch with those three individuals to set up complimentary phone consultations.
Great. Wonderful. So Bella at thinkinglikethebigdogs.com. Just write to her and let her know that you would like a free 30-minute consultation. Okay, we're going to go on a quick break. And when we return, we're going to hear more about women as leaders, women as healers. Thank you so much, Susan. I'm so loving having you on the show. We'll get to hear more from you in just a couple minutes.
Come down, Selecta.
Ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there is enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And today I have the really wonderful, balanced woman herself, Susan Schachterly. And she is a best-selling author. She's written, The Bitch, the Crone, and the Harlot, mm-hmm. and also the novel Between Darkness and Light. And is it coaching? Mentoring? What is it?
Yes, I also offer coaching and mentoring for women in business who want to grow their businesses more quickly, and for women who have begun to recognize that tendency to feel small and to hold back, and that feeling like a rock in the shoe that there's something more I could be doing, but they don't know how or they're not sure what it is. I offer coaching and mentoring for those women also.
Wonderful. And so Susan has so generously offered for the listeners today, and she's extended it. It was just going to be the first three, but on the break we talked about it, and she decided that she'll extend it to any of the listeners to Opening to Ecstasy. We'll get a free 30-minute phone consultation that is right. Her assistant, Bella, B-E-L-L-A, at thinkinglikethebigdogs.com. So Bella at thinkinglikethebigdogs.com. Let her know that you would like the free 30-minute consultation with Susan. And you also have an event coming up in October, and we're offering a special price for women listening today. And I'm going to close the window. There's a dog next door barking.
Okay.
Said thinking like the big dogs, and the neighbor's big dogs are... so you have an event in October?
Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that, Lynette. In October, we are doing a two-day women's event. This will take place in Denver, Colorado. And the event is called Women as Leaders, Women as Healers, Find Your Power, Change the World. And this event will focus on several things, all of them aligned together. We will look at this tendency of women to learn to feel small and to withhold the whole range of things and power that they carry, and how we can step out of that smallness and into that full and deeper sense of purpose that we are here to live and to express in the world. We will also be looking at the fact that women, when they learn to feel small and withhold themselves, tend not to make enough money, or at least to make considerably less money than they are capable of and less money than they are meant to have. And we're going to look at the fact that when women don't have enough money, they cannot make the kind of difference in the world that they are here to make. Frankly, on this planet where we have to have money, it costs money to create change. And so when women who are natural leaders, natural healers, women who are the world changers, when they don't have enough money to do the things they need to do in the world to express the power they carry, the planet suffers. And so we're going to look at how do we step out of that? How do we step into the mindset and the kind of energy that allows us to make the money we are here to make, not just to be comfortable, although I'm all for being comfortable and happy and having plenty, but also to be able to create the change you want to create. We're also going to then, as a kind of a call to action, look at what issues women are most concerned about in their own lives, in their own communities, as well as globally. And we're going to have opportunities right there for women to find out how they can become more actively involved in addressing those issues that concern them in an active and results-oriented fashion. So this is going to be a huge two-day event, very meaningful, a deep sort of approach to what it is to be female and what we are called to as women, what our ancient role as leaders and healers has been and what it continues to be. And because I am so honored to be on your show, and because I appreciate the work you do so much in the world, Lynette, I have decided to give a very special price to this event for anyone listening to this interview, for your listeners, and to get the information about this very special pricing, please write to my assistant, Bella, again, Bella at thinkinglikethebigdogs.com, and tell her that you would like details about the special event pricing, and she'll get back to you with all the details. This is a price I'm not even going to talk about on the air, because nobody else is going to get this price, only your listeners. So if they'll write into Bella, they'll get the information. This is a fabulous price, and this is going to be a life-changing two-day event. It's happening in October, October 15th and 16th in Denver, Colorado, and I'd love to have some of your listeners there.
Wonderful. I of had the pleasure of meeting Susan in person, and she really does deliver what she says she's going to deliver. She's got just a very special beauty. And when I said you were balanced, I mean that. I mean, I've never lived with you, obviously, so I don't know how you are in your day-to-day life, but the energy that you carry is very feminine and powerful and balanced, and I so appreciate that. I was immediately drawn to you. You know, we were in a room of 100 people, and I was immediately drawn to you just with the way that you hold your energy.
Thank you so much. That's such an important thing for me to hear. And, you know, a big piece of my message, Lynette, in working with women is that, as we were saying before this last break, the feminine is not just about compassion and nurturing and being a good mom and all those things. I mean, it's about those things, too. But it's also about taking inspired action. And so when you think about women who have changed the world, women who continue to do things that change the world, these are women who manifest that wonderful, loving, feminine energy and allow that feminine perspective to shape inspired action so that they can also be world changers in the process without having to lose the feminine sense that makes them who they are.
Absolutely, and there haven't been a lot of models for that. We're getting more, but how exciting to get to be part of the energy that's rising up to be that model for the younger generation.
And such a powerful time for women right now. So many opportunities available that we didn't know were available in the past, and some that had not ever been available in the past. This is a time, if we choose, to recognize the true depth of purpose that we carry and to acknowledge, again, unapologetically, the gifts that we bring to the world. This is a time when we get to change everything that needs to be changed, honestly. And it's up to us.
I feel that. I see that. I'd mentioned a vision I had earlier. I was teaching a workshop last year, and during that workshop, I had the ladies, all this women that were there, we did this dance of dancing our masculine, dancing our feminine. And I was very surprised that when I danced my masculine, that he seemed very kind of wounded and weak. And I felt myself like needing to turn towards him and give him compassion and lift him up. Mm-hmm. When I did that, then when I had the music come on for the feminine, I felt the masculine in me rise up and support me. And what's very interesting is that since then I've manifested, you know, they use the term soulmate, but definitely my husband, my life mate, my partner, and I just could not be happier with him. My son could not be happier, you know, with him. We feel like it's a fit. We both know, it's all of us know, it's a family that we've always wanted. Just feels, it's just right. And I often think of that vision I had because he feels like that to me, like the masculine coming up and supporting me, you know, like loving the masculine, healing the masculine, then it comes up to support the feminine.
And what a wonderful thing, and what a blessing for you and your son and this wonderful man that has been drawn to you in this way. What a wonderful demonstration of the power that occurs when we choose to be fully present as who we are.
I so love the message that you're getting out. In my experience, for myself personally, I felt that the qualities that I had of being emotional, sensitive, and very intuitive, and all the different women's work, you know, caring for children, cleaning houses, cooking, the things are considered women's work. I actually do very little cooking. My partner's a wonderful cook. He cooks all my meals. So lucky. He's great. But he's great on all kinds of levels. He's a wonderful friend. But to see it being and feel and experience it being spoken about, that these are wonderful gifts. And you were talking about money, and you know, we only have 2.5 minutes to the next break, but I've so often seen that women's work is just paid less. Yeah. Caregivers, child caregivers, yeah, teachers, you know, all these, you know, it's not only women doing those roles, but the ones that are considered more women's work are paid much less.
And which, of course, says a great deal about how society has come to view those things in terms of the hierarchy of importance.
Yes, the value.
You know, yes, exactly. When we look at, you know, childcare providers, when we look at teachers, nurses, people who are in roles that are considered supportive. I mean, what can be more noble than supporting other people, whether they are adults or children or male or female or whatever? But those roles are not seen as aggressive, as competitive, or as likely to bring in large amounts of money. And therefore, they are not valued as deeply as some of the other things that are a great deal more competitive. And so we're really looking here at a set of priorities that society has fallen into that aligns with the imbalance toward the masculine that we've been talking about.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm so grateful to you for getting this topic out there. And it's thinkinglikethebigdogs.com, yes. www.thinkinglikethebigdogs.com. And if you want to take advantage of the free 30-minute phone consultation I'm going to myself, you write Bella, B-E-L-L-A, at thinkinglikethebigdogs.com, and also write her asking for the special price for the Women's October event. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Bonum Selecta!
Well, Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. And I actually have a gift there that is fairly new. It's been up there a couple weeks. It's a cosmic trash transformer. And what this is a 15-minute guided visualization set to some really lovely music. And I've gotten quite a bit of feedback already from people who've done it who've been saying that they're having the aches and pains in their body are anywhere from reduced to completely gone, that they're feeling lighter and happier. And one woman said she's already lost weight. And it's not specifically for physical weight, but it's to help you lose the weight that we carry around. And you release that and transform it and make space for all the other things that you do want to have in your life. So it's just 15 minutes. You can do it once, or even better, you could do it every day. It's free. Go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com, and you'll see the Cosmic Trash Transformer. That is my free offering to you. Today, we have the wonderful Susan Schachterly, and she is a best-selling author, and she's also a mentor, a coach, and she's putting on a fabulous event in October, and she's offered a special price for the listeners of Opening to Ecstasy, and you're not going to get this price anywhere else. So to get this price for the October event of Women as Leaders, Women as Healers, where you can really step into your power as a group and have practical action steps to take while you're there, you write Bella, B-E-L-L-A, at thinkinglikethebigdogs.com. And you can also get your free 30-minute session phone consultation with Susan, and she'll help you focus on stepping into your larger purpose and making a bigger difference and making more money in the process. And that is also free. So give it some time and attention. Bella at thinkinglikethebigdogs.com. Write her and let her know that you want to take advantage of these offerings. So Susan, we were talking about this balance of male and female energy across the planet. And in this last segment here, I want to make sure that women know, how can they bring their gifts to the world? How can they step up and do this?
You know, it's the question that I get from women everywhere. I talk to so many women, Lynette, who say, I just feel this restlessness, as if there's something more that I can be doing, something more I can be bringing to life, but I don't know what and I don't know how. The very first, most important, most fundamental thing for women to do to begin to break out of any smallness, any sense of limitation or withholding, and into that greater sense of purpose and abundance, which we are here to have, by the way, the most fundamental thing is for women to choose to recognize the gifts they carry and to stop apologizing for who they are. This is absolutely essential, because if we don't acknowledge them, if we are pretending to be at peace with who we are, that's when we start getting defensive, or we start withdrawing and being on the back burner and all those other things that don't fit us. So the first thing is to, and this often works best if you find a mentor or a coach or someone to work with who can help you go inside, identify, acknowledge, embrace, welcome those gifts that you bring naturally to the world, so that you can begin stepping into them as if you are filling out your own spiritual and psychic skin, as if you're just sort of growing fully into the power of who you are here to be. Once those gifts have been acknowledged and embraced, really, the next thing that is absolutely essential is for a woman to look at the quality of her relationship with herself. I work with a lot of women who have learned how to create all sorts of relationships external to them, but who haven't really developed a deep, a profound, a respectful love affair with themselves. And when I talk about love affair with themselves, I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm talking about being able to go inside and nurture and love and care for themselves the way they would care for a child that they love deeply, the way they would care for someone they are head over heels in love with. So when women recognize the gifts they bring and then do the work necessary to step into that deeper, ongoing love affair with themselves, they begin opening all sorts of portals for opportunities to begin revealing themselves, relationships and connections that are helpful to begin showing up, and new ideas and new possibilities to become that woman's reality. That is absolutely essential. The third thing that I'll bring here, and the rest are things that women can get at the event in October, the third thing is for women then to become very clear about what they want to change in the world. Because we are the multitaskers of the universe, we can take care of things at home and at the same time be helping to create life-giving and world-saving changes across the globe. We can do all of that. So for a woman to take some time to begin to recognize, what are the issues that turn my gut? What are the issues that bring me to tears? What are the issues that have me saying, this can't go on, this has to change? When women identify what those things are, then they're in a position with their gifts in hand, with no more apologies, with that deep love for themselves and that deep respect for who they are, they then are in a position to begin addressing the issues that concern them the most, individually and together with other women of like mind. There are so many women throughout history who have done world-changing things all by themselves, or at least who began doing these world-changing things all by themselves because there was some deep place in them that said, this has to change. I'm going to change it. I'm not going to wait for some committee. I'm not going to wait for somebody to tell me it's okay to change it. It has to change, and I will start taking action. Women start doing those things, Lynette, and all of a sudden what they begin to realize is this depth of purpose and depth of passion that has always been there, but that can get muted by the way women have learned to think about themselves.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Susan. And I want to encourage anyone at all listening who feels this pull to go to Susan's event in October. She's offering a special price just for listeners of Opening to Ecstasy. And yes, we can, you know, just one woman can take massive, incredible action and get a lot done. But as a group, even just two or three people joining together, so much more powerful. And
Lynette, in line with that, may I just quickly share a proverb with you that is so meaningful?
We have 1 minute left in the show.
Ethiopian proverb. Okay. It says, when spider webs join together, they can tie up a lion.
I love it. So you'd write to Bella at thinkinglikethebigdogs.com for your free 30-minute consultation and for the special pricing on the October event. And next week, I have Donna. Oh, these last names just throw me. I think it's Henna's Haynes. I'll have to ask her. But she's also known as Mama Donna. So I'm going to call her Mama Donna. And she's written a wonderful book, The Queen of Myself, Stepping into Sovereignty in Midlife. She's a fabulous woman, a lot of fun. So I'll meet you here next week. And until then, many blessings.
Listening to Opening to Ecstasy live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707. 982-2707.